It's funny, you know. I still, I don't know. Maybe I've done 40 films now, but I absolutely always throw Contact in the top five experiences that I ever had. Absolutely.
Well, you know, I gotta ask what the other four are.
Black Hawk Down, because I met two of my best friends on that, and everything about that, and working with Ridley, everything about that 5 months, hard. 5 months in Morocco, hard. But just wonderful. I did a little film called The Amateurs with Jeff Bridges and a bunch of people, and it was one of these movies that, during the making of it, like everything that could go wrong did. But and then it had a release for about 12 minutes, but it was still a highlight, called The Amateurs, a little comedy. It's just one of these movies where I even see it now, or tell friends to watch it, and they watch it, and they're like, "How come nobody saw this movie?" I'm like, "My point. That's my point. What else would I show?" Lone Ranger. Lone Ranger's got to be right up close to the top of just best experiences. I love working on that movie. You know, working with Gore and Johnny and Army, and just everything about working on the Lone Ranger is a good memory for me.
That one surprises me that you would choose that, because I thought that maybe that production was a little tough.
You know, it was tough, but you know, we were going to every like iconic location in the American Southwest, and I'm on a horse with guns riding through Canyon du Chelly. I'm like, come on, pinch me, or you might take me now. It was just amazing. You know, and then we travel like we were like Ringling Brothers. We travel with whole trains and move to the next, you know, let's go to Moab, Utah, or Monument Valley, Canyon du Chelly, Creede, Colorado, in a mining town, or up near Santa Fe, down to Albuquerque. And also too, you know, I had a great schedule on that. I work a little bit and then I go home. I work a little bit and then I go home. I just did that for 7.5 months. Just being around Gore too was a real highlight. I have fun with that. I did. I had fun with that. Yeah.
It seems like that makeup and being out in the sun and all that must have been a little rough to be out there and all that.
Well, you know what was tough about that is we had days. You know, we started shooting that late February, and I finished the third week of September, and I don't think the production wrapped until October. But we had days where, you know, I woke up one day and it was 60 and sunny. The day before, I woke up the next day, just a half a foot of snow on the ground. I'm like, I don't think I'm working today. I think the continuity's off a little bit. But yeah, I mean, it was all over the map. I think that the surprising thing that I'd never experienced before is they built this town out in 40 minutes outside of Albuquerque, way out in the, they built their own railroad around this town. And there were days where I was in my trailer. This happened a couple of times more, but two where it was really intense, where a windstorm picked up, came across the prairie. And I kid you not, you know, I'd step out of my trailer and could barely see the ground 2 steps down. That's how like thick and intense it was and how fine the dust was. You could shut your trailer doors, windows, and everything, and an hour later, you look down and you'd get through the like the most minute cracks of like a window pane or something. Yeah, it was really something else.
Any others come to mind?
Perfect Storm was, you know, the experience comes to mind probably more than anything, even over, you know, Rose and that. You know, the truth about it is, you know, even when I was younger and I needed to work, sometimes I'd be a little more picky and choosier than I should be. So, and the reason I say that is because, you know, I really haven't had, you know, maybe one experience that was, you know, not a great one, but just about everything I've ever worked on in a film, I've had a really good time because I've really wanted to do it. You know, if you ask me in 6 months from now, like top five favorite, I'd probably have the list would probably be switched around a little bit. Yeah, because I've had a pretty cool time on quite a few things, I'm happy to say.
I have to tell you, I loved you in Armageddon. Especially having one of the best lines in the film about getting off the nuclear warhead.
Get off the nuclear warhead.
It seems like that must have been a fun shoot to be on, just with all of those guys.
It was, and that was another one of those. You know, that was the first time that I had worked with Jerry Bruckheimer, and knock on wood, and fortunate to say that, you know, I have four times in my life now. Lone Ranger, Black Hawk Down, Pearl Harbor, and that, Armageddon. But Armageddon was, you know, remember when Armageddon came out, the other one came out, Deep Impact, was it?
Yes.
And, you know, you have that, you know, sometimes that happens where you get the duel. Yeah, the movies come at the same time. You know, it's funny, and no disrespect to Deep Impact, you never see it anymore. But you still see Armageddon.
Yeah, you definitely won on that one.
I think so. Also, too, you know, the truth about it is, it's not dated either. It really isn't. It stands up. It's, you know, and I tell you, I have to give credit to Michael Bay on that. He has such a big, strong visual sense, and, you know, it gives you such a beautiful look at something that it is kind of timeless. It's really cool. You know, Michael offered me a different role in that movie, and it was a way, way smaller role, and I was like, no, I don't want to. No, it's not. It just wasn't enough. I'm like, I remember at the time, he came back, and he was like, well, what about this role? And then he asked me about the Colonel Sharp role, and I'm like, yeah, that's cool. I like that. Oh, but we shot at Cape Canaveral. We shot up on top of the launch pad, 286 feet up in the gantry. We walked around on the Cape Canaveral where the landing strip was, and Houston and Mission Control and Edwards Air Force Base. We just went to amazing places, and it's part of the joy of doing that, you know? Yeah, no, it was really, 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 really cool. Really cool.
Another one of my favorites of yours was Go. You were so good in that.
Thank you. Yeah, you know what? All right, let me make that list six. I'll throw Go in there. Yeah, I like that too. I love working on that. I really did. And you know, with Doug, and that was cool. Go, you know, I was just what a twisted guy, really. A lot of fun with that. I did. I sure did.
I didn't know where you were coming from with that for the longest time. And, you know, I was right in, you know, yours and Doug's hands with that one. I did not know what was going to happen with that film.
Yeah, he was an out there guy. And then his part of that story, it was all about, you know, sometimes people say to me now, which is really cool, because Go was 17 years ago, 16 years ago. Somebody will say to me, hey, man, Amway. And I'll just look at them straight, and I'll just go, it's Confederated Products. And that are usually, you know, for those that are real fans of the movie, that'll get a nice chuckle from them. That's right, Confederated Products.
I got to throw just two more at you, if you don't mind.
Sure.
The bank manager in The Dark Knight. Such a small role, but so awesome when you show up.
Yeah, that's a good friend of mine. Remember that film I was mentioning, The Amateurs?
Mm-hmm.
Good friend of mine that produced that. He produced Memento with Chris Nolan. And yeah, a guy named Aaron Ryder. And Aaron called me up and he says, you know, his friend Chris is doing this, the new Batman and The Dark Knight. And he'd like you to play this, you know, it's a small role in the beginning. And I don't think I'd ever met Chris, but I spoke to him on the phone, and I'm like a huge fan, such an, you know, visionary director. And he told me about the whole thing and, you know, just did what it was. And I said, sure. It was just for 2 days we shot that. That's it. I think it was like the very first 2 days of photography. You know, I'll tell you what I really remember about that is that, you know, there was enough in the scene to kind of get an idea of, you know, this wasn't your average bank manager. Guy had a little attitude. But I remember the walking across the floor in there where they set up all these explosions, and I had that shotgun, and his special effects guys were so amazing. I started shooting this gun. They were like, just tell us where you're going to aim it. And I'm like, probably over here and here. And every place I aimed it, something blew up, and I thought, either somebody accidentally put some like slugs in this thing. Those guys are the freaking best that I've ever been around. Because everywhere I shot that thing, something blew up. It was memorable. Yeah, again, cool little thing, huh?
Yeah, that was so nice. Yeah, it was just such a surprise because, you know, I didn't know that you were going to be in the film, and then for you to show up as that bank manager, I was like, oh, all right, it is on. The other one that I have the best time watching, and I hope you had a good time making, was Drive Angry.
Oh, I'm so glad you brought that up. See, you know, I knew there was another one. Make the list seven. I knew there was another one in there. I'm going to tell you, I remember when I read that script, and somebody I was working with was like, you know, agent or manager or something, was like, nah, I don't know if you're going to like this. I read this. I'm like, are you kidding me? This is fantastic. Now, I you know, listen, you know, the movie did not find an audience at all. And for whatever reason. But if I had to pick characters, like you said, favorite characters, I'm going to tell you, the accountant's got to be in the top two. Just, you know, that was just, I loved that guy and that rhythm and being in Shreveport, Louisiana with Patrick Lussier, the director of it, and his co-writer, Todd Farmer, and Nick and everyone else, but and Amber Heard, who was just so good in that movie. And I was just, I had a blast. I truly, truly had a blast. And I can't believe I blanked on that. Thank you for reminding me.
Yeah, you just seem to be having a real fun time up there, just gleefully evil, which was terrific.
I just looked at him. The whole thing about the accountant was, you know, this was the guy. I mean, he worked down in hell, and you can't leave. It's, you know, he's accountable for everybody that's there. You leave, happens once in a while, he's coming to get you. You know, I love it because he figures out what it is that made Nick Cage run. I mean, ultimately, he just, you know, he completely does right by Nick Cage. You know, he's like, I'm going to get you back. But while we're here, we can right some wrongs. Anyway, lovely, lovely time. Lovely people.
Now, what is St. Sebastian?
St. Sebastian is a little thing that I did with Danny DeVito. I'm going to have to go after this because I just looked at the clock. I'm sorry I called a little bit late, but I have a call at 5:30 that I'm a little late on. I'm fine with that. St. Sebastian was something. I've worked with Danny a couple of times. Have you ever met Danny?
Not yet, no.
Well, I'll tell you, you know what? Danny's a guy. Danny's one of like the great people that you'll meet in this world and in this business. He's just salt of the earth and an absolute wonderful, fun, great human being. I worked with him on a film called What's the Worst That Could Happen? Yeah, where I played Detective Tardio with the wig. I met Danny on that. And then we worked on Drowning Mona together, which is a movie that I have people surprisingly, you know, more than you would think say, oh, man, I loved you in Drowning Mona. And I'm like, thank you. Can't believe you just said that. I have people go, I had a young couple in a bar in Indianapolis a few years ago at the Indy 500, just completely smashed, come up to me and just start quoting lines for like 5 minutes from Drowning Mona. Just like one after another, just cracking themselves up. I'm like, you are not bothering me. Keep right on going. I think it's amazing that you actually remember this stuff. Anyway, Danny called me a few years ago, and he's like, I got this thing. We got to do it. We got no money. No, Bill, we got no money. But we're going to make this little crazy horror film. And we did. And I never know what happened with it. I think it was made to be released online or something like that. Anyway, I never, you know, I talked to Danny like a year ago or probably less, and he's like, you know, it's, I did get it done. We got to do a screening. I don't know what's ever going to happen later. Who knows?
Well, hopefully we'll see it soon.
Yeah. Yeah. Gave me 17 days to hang out with Danny. You know, I'll take that anytime.
I appreciate how down to earth you are. This has been wonderful talking to you. You know, you are not the evil son of a bitch that you are so often in movies and television. But you do play it well. Thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Nice to speak to you.